Good afternoon, everyone, on this Sunday, April 18th, and welcome to Tech Talk, your fun, informative, and most of all, accessible guide to the latest and greatest in technology. I try to take all that technical jargon that's enough to make your head spin, you know, words like LCD, LED, MP3, DVD, and break it down into plain English. Technology is awesome, be it the internet, computers, and digital cameras, but let's face it, who can understand it all? Well, that's where Tech Talk comes in. Tech Talk is brought to you by Internet Explorer 8. Stay safe while shopping online with safeguards that protect you and your identity. Download Internet Explorer 8 today for free at microsoft.ca/IE8. Well, many seasoned Tech Talk listeners know that while I'm a self-professed geek, you know, I do make my living writing about technology, my other love is old-time radio shows, oddly enough. I know it sounds like an oxymoron, technology, which is, you know, very futuristic and gadgets and all that. But I'm also loving those classic radio dramas popularized in the 30s and 40s. You know, so I know it's an oxymoron, like Jumbo Shrimp or Pretty Ugly. But old-time radio and technology do come together. And if you look hard enough, they are online and ready to be downloaded and enjoyed. And that's what today's show is all about. And the oldies that you might remember, by the way, include shows like Lux Radio Theater, Inner Sanctum, Suspense, Jack Benny, Abbott and Costello, Escape, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. You remember that one? The Lone Ranger, and a lot more. So while I wasn't alive back then, I grew up listening to these shows with my mom in the car after school and on weekends, and I fell in love with them. And then when I was a teenager, there's a Toronto radio station that used to play them at Sunday nights at 11. It was called Theater of the Mind. They had back-to-back episodes of these, and I just fell in love with them. So now as an adult, interestingly, I collect these radio dramas. And, you know, personally, I'm more into the sort of horror and sci-fi and murder mystery-like shows more than the comedies and westerns and superhero-like ones. And I listen to them every day, believe it or not, on my iPhone or on my computer. And they can really make a long commute or a road trip a lot more entertaining because they're kind of like books on tape, if you will. So about once a year on Tech Talk, we have a guest by the name of John Falk on the show. John runs a popular website out of Kansas City called OTRCat.com. And he offers thousands of free radio shows to download. And then he sells complete collections very inexpensively and mails them right to your door. And he was last on Tech Talk on Father's Day last year in 09. And I'm thrilled that he's here again with us on the line today for the hour. Welcome to the show, John. Hey, John, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks for being on our show again.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Okay, great. So you're patched in now. Sorry for the technical glitch there. So today's show, I want to tell our listeners, today's show is all about how to collect and enjoy these wonderful old-time radios, dramas, and comedies, and enjoy them in today's digital age. We're going to chat about how to do it, what you need, everything you need to know about OTRCat.com and more. We're opening the lines now to call in with questions about old-time radio. Maybe you want to ask John if he has a particular series that you are fond of, or how to play his CDs, what do you need, how to load them onto your portable music player or cell phone, and so on. And you won't believe our prizes today for every caller who gets on the air, which I'll get to after I give out the numbers. To call in today on Tech Talk to chat about old-time radio, or OTR, the numbers are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-877-518-5151, or *8255. That's *8255, a free call on your cell phone. You can also text in your question or comment on your mobile phone to 71010, and that costs 25 cents on your wireless bill. But everyone who gets their question on the air, if you do call in, if you get your question in on the air about old-time radio, how to keep it alive in the 21st century, they will win a CD jam-packed with more than 100 old-time radio shows sent to your door. Yes, you heard me correctly. So call in to take advantage of this generous offer from John at OTRCat.com. This is a sampler CD, number 7, if you're on his website, OTRCat.com. It consists of 104 different radio shows, the ultimate sampler, with a total playtime of nearly 44 hours. We're going to talk about how you can squeeze that much time on one CD. It's an MP3 format. Well, so we'll talk about what you need to, in order to listen to these. And that's one of the things we'll cover throughout this hour. So technology, old-time radio and technology collide. They come together in the 21st century thanks to the internet and MP3 players. And our guest for the hour is John from OTRCat.com. Anybody who gets their question on the air about old-time radio or the website, OTRCat, wins a CD, thanks to John, will be mailed to your door within a week or two, jam-packed with nearly 44 hours of old-time radio, just for calling in. The numbers again, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-877-518-5151 if you're outside of the Toronto area, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Okay, John, welcome again to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's been almost a year, so it's long overdue. I'm thrilled you're able to join us today, because you know I'm a huge fan of old-time radio. I would love for us to kick off the discussion with, what is OTR Cat? What does the name mean? And what does your website provide?
Sure. OTRCat.com stands for Old Time Radio Catalog. And it's a website that features extensive collections of old-time radio shows, which you mentioned. And along with the series description, the website offers thousands of free downloads to listeners you can hear online. And there's recordings from the 1920s through 1959, including music shows, dramas, comedies, detective shows, old variety shows, historical recordings, a little bit of everything, really.
Exactly, because not everybody, you know, just like there's so many different varying tastes when it comes to TV shows or movies or music, not all radio shows are going to appeal to everybody. So, for example, like I said at the top of the show, John, you know I'm a fan of sci-fi and horror, kind of, you know, Vincent Price and Orson Welles, and, you know, love these old dramas more so than the musicals or the soap operas and things like that in the day. Yeah, and that's just me, but there are those who say, hey, Jack Benny is the best, and I love Abbott Costello and all these other guys, and I don't like the dramas. So your website gives a little bit of everything, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's only $5 a CD and a couple bucks to mail it to Canada. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, it's real inexpensive if you do it per show basis. It's just a few pennies per episode, really, for some of these loaded discs, and it has a little bit of everything for everybody.
And your website is, if you go to otrcat.com, and John, some of our listeners are online and streaming this radio show. A lot of expats who, they're Canadians who perhaps live elsewhere now. So if my email is any indication, we get listeners from all over the world. They can go to otrcat.com, and all the shows that you offer are segregated by genre, is that correct? Or it's by genre, and then you have the number of shows within that genre.
Yeah, you can browse them by a different category, and then they're organized by different country, and then, it's broken down pretty well, and there's a search bar, too, so if you just want to type in a keyword, it'll take you to it.
Right, right. So you've got Wizard of Oz on this sampler CD we're giving away, we've got Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, we've got Gary Cooper on Lux Radio Theater, you've got some great shows, some detectives, some old film noir sort of, you know, detective stories. You've got a Disney show, Tex and Jinx. You got a lot of everything on this little disc that we're giving away, the ultimate sampler CD. Now, if people, John, we got to take a short break for traffic. When we return, I'm going to get to my next question, but more importantly, I'm going to jump to the lines, because I know we have a lot of anxious people to chat about old-time radio in 2010. It's amazing that it survived this long, and we're going to start giving away some of those discs. So, sorry, I got to cut you off. We're going to take a short break.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the Air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
War of the Worlds, the show that caused widespread panic in the United States because people thought this was really happening. The whole tale of an alien invasion was delivered via radio broadcasts, and people were like hiding in their basement. John, what year was that? War of the Worlds, what year was that? Do you recall?
It was the late 30s, wasn't it?
38, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like that Mercury Theater because they also did The Hitchhiker, which is a creepy tale about, there's one version with a woman and one with a man. It was redone by Suspense, but where a person is hitchhiking across the U.S., and there's a creepy guy following them. No matter how fast they go, he's always in the next city trying to hitchhike a ride. But what you discover at the end is that it's death, and that she or he, depending on version you heard, actually got in an accident. And you hear this at the beginning of their adventure in New York, and they didn't know that they were dead. And this was also recreated on TV with the Twilight Zone as well. It was one of the first Twilight Zones as well.
Yeah, there's some great writing on these old radio shows.
Love it. Sorry, Wrong Number with Agnes Moorehead.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so John, we're going to go to the lines now. I know we have lots of questions about your website. And again, just if you're tuning in now for the first time, I want to remind people that if you get your question on the air between now and 1 p.m., you are going to get a free CD, a sampler, courtesy of otrcat.com, jam-packed with nearly 44 hours of old-time radio. All you have to do is get your question on the air, 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Rose in Toronto. Hi, Rose.
Oh, hi. I was wondering if you have old-time radio shows in different languages. Like Mark, I grew up listening. I grew up in South America, and I grew up listening to a lot of shows on the radio, but in Spanish.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
John, is your collection English for the most part?
Yeah, it's all English. I mean, there's some South African, but they speak English as well, or the radio broadcasts were in English. So.
Yeah, one is called Murder at Midnight. That was a South African series that's pretty creepy. That was a South African show there. Let's squeeze in one more question before our next break. We've got Sam from Aurora. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Thanks for calling today.
Yeah, I'm 75, so I grew up with all this.
Awesome. And people sat around a big, big radio, a cabinet, and they listened to these dramas before TV really took off in the 50s. Is that right?
Yeah, and originally there was only battery radio before Rogers invented a tube. Anyway, I used to come home from school and listen to the Lone Ranger every night.
That's a big one. That's a big series. You've got Lone Ranger, John?
Yeah, I believe there's over 1,000 episodes of Lone Ranger. 1,300. It was a long-running series, I think, from the early 30s through the mid-50s at least. So,
Sam, you have a question for John?
Yeah, so what I'd really like to get a hold of is old Bob and Ray from New York. Does they have any Bob and Ray programs?
Yeah, actually, there's three volumes of Bob and Ray. It's a great comedy show, and they're broadcast from the late 40s through some of their early 60s broadcasts, some of the Mary Beck Stage and Noble Wife, a lot of satire, some great stuff.
Awesome. We have to take another break, John. When we return, we're of course going to jump back to the lines, but I also want you to clarify, if you can, what you need to listen to these special CDs that you're mailing out. Because they most likely won't work in a regular CD player. So we're going to have to cover that just so we're really clear. But we're going to wait till after our short break. When we return, we're going to jump back to the lines and talk more with John Falk from OTRCat.com. Please have those questions coming. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back. We're chatting about old-time radio today and how it's kept alive in 2010. Primarily, it's websites like otrcat.com, which stands for Old Time Radio Catalog. We're joined by its webmaster and owner, John Falk from Kansas City, on the line. Thanks, John.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I want to, the CD that you're giving away, and thank you very much for providing it. So everybody who gets their question on the air about old-time radio gets a free disc in the mail. But if you buy a disc from John, which is only $5 a disc, you also get a sampler CD. Is that right?
Yeah, and there's 7 samplers to choose from, and each one has over 100 episodes. So you can listen to a little bit of everything.
Now let's cover what you need to listen to this disc, because I want to make sure it's crystal clear for everybody.
Sure. These are MP3 CDs, and it's basically a computer CD. You can play on your computer, or if you have an MP3 player, there's MP3 CD players, or many of the newest generation DVD players will play MP3.
Yeah, almost every DVD player you buy now will play MP3, so you can listen to them through your TV speakers.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people listen to it through DVDs, and then they listen to them at night and with like a sleep timer, and they fall asleep listening through them through their TV. Which is a great way to go. And then a lot of the new car stereos play MP3 CDs directly, too. So
that's right. So there's no shortage of ways to listen to it. But just to clarify, it won't work on a regular CD player that you've got in your car or at home. It has to be an MP3-ready player.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And that's how you're able to squeeze so many shows. It's compressed or shrunken down. And because we're not talking about audio that's so, you know, it is from the 30s and 40s, so some of them are, you know, not the best quality, they make quite small files. And that's how you're able to give away 44 hours worth of audio on one CD. Not even a DVD, it's a CD.
That's right, yeah. Right. Yeah, the fidelity back in the 30s, you know, it wasn't the same standard, so the MP3 compression is so minuscule that you really wouldn't hear a difference between an MP3 CD or an audio CD. The sound quality is is virtually indistinguishable.
Right. Yeah, I think the easiest thing to do is just put it on your computer and then drag and drop them over to your smartphone or your iPod or other MP3 player like a Zune. And then you don't need that. You can put the disc away for safekeeping, and then you've got something to keep you company while you're driving or walking or what have you. Let's go to Colleen in Scarborough, who's got a question for John. Hey, Colleen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Hi. Whatever it is.
I sort of remember Theater of the Mind as well, but was there a show that was kind of intriguing, X-Minus 1 or X-Minus 10 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, go ahead.
There's a sci-fi show, X-Minus 1, and it was based off a lot of short stories, like by Asimov, Bradbury, some of the great sci-fi writers, Philip K. Dick. Some of their short stories were transferred into audio dramas.
Oh, so it wasn't the same each time, it changed.
Yeah, there were different episodes. They do, even in X-Minus 1, they do reruns like they did on TV. But, yeah, they had some great short stories like Mars is Heaven.
Oh, that's a good one. That's Ray Bradbury.
That's pretty good, yeah.
That was a good one. That, do you want to, the premise there is astronauts land on Mars for the first time, and they, oddly enough, it looks a lot like Earth. But what they soon discover, sorry, this is a bit of a spoiler alert. What they soon discover is that the Martians realize that the best way to fight off a possible human invasion, or at least to deter them from colonizing Mars, is to fool with their mind and make it feel like they're on Earth, and then attack them when they're vulnerable. But there was one person whose memories they couldn't pull from, and he's the one that discovered this trick that they're doing. It was so well performed and written. So that was a good one. Yeah, X-Minus 1. John has a collection here. It's two CDs, 129 episodes. So two CDs is $10, and then shipping is just a couple bucks. But great call, Colleen. Yeah, I love X-Minus 1. That's one of my favorites. Let's go to, oh, that's the theme song. Very good, Justin. The beginning, I should say.
X-Minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X-Minus 1.
Blast fire. Off. Fire. Love it. Good job. Let's go to Liz in Burlington. Hi, Liz.
Oh, hi, Mark. First of all, I love your show.
Thank you very much.
Both my husband and I listen to it every Sunday.
That's great.
Okay, in the old-time radio catalog, is it just American radio shows, or do they also have British shows as well?
There's a few British programs. They're the older British recordings from the 40s and 50s. There's some old Churchill recordings, as well as Black Museum, which is an Orson Welles production.
Okay.
Some of the old Goon shows.
Oh yeah, that was a big one.
And a little bit of everything from the older British broadcasts. And a lot of those were syndicated here in the U.S. Some of the stuff that would more appeal to Americans was brought over here. So.
Mm-hmm. Great question. And John, so on your site, we were saying how you can search by category, so children, comedy, detective, mystery, horror, sci-fi, but you can also do a quick search by country as well, or by decade, from the 10s to 1910s to the, they had radio shows in the 1910s? Up to the 1950s. Right. And interestingly, the BBC is still doing old-time radio. One of my favorite shows that I found online is called Fear on Four. And these are contemporary, scary shows hosted by someone by the name of Ray D'Souza, I think his name is, and he calls himself the Man in Black. And these are contemporary, so contemporary storylines. They've got cell phones in it, and internet, and it's really neat. So the BBC is still doing a great job. I want to remind our listeners, John, that everybody who gets a question on the air about old-time radio is going to win a sampler CD for free, courtesy of otrcat.com, mailed to their door in a week or two. It consists of 104 shows, a total playtime of 43 hours and 52 minutes, but we need your question on the air to win that disc. You can call us at 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Excellent prize, courtesy of John at otrcat.com. I encourage you to bookmark that website. Whether you are an old fan of old-time radio, or if this sounds like something that you would enjoy loading up your iPod with. So stick with us. We're going to take a short break for traffic. When we return, jumping right back to the lines to answer your questions about OTR, old-time radio, and how to take advantage of these wonderful old stories in today's day and age.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Well, Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Internet Explorer 8. Stay safe while shopping online with safeguards that protect you and your identity. Download Internet Explorer 8 today for free at Microsoft.ca IE8. You know, I could do the sponsor tag in a Bela Lugosi voice.
I think the live organ would be a good
Yeah, that's
show.
That's great. I think it's awesome that while I'm plugging a web browser, we're listening to old-time radio. It just sounds like an oxymoron that, you know, these old dramas that were popular in the 40s before TV really took off are still relevant in 2010. And interestingly, it seems like there's a bit of a resurgence of interest. I was on iTunes the other day, and, you know, there's old-time radio podcasts as well, and I saw that Apple was actually advertising old-time radio with a little, like a little icon that said OTR. And when you click on it, it profiles some of the podcasts you can subscribe to. But if you loved a particular series, the best thing that I would recommend is to, you know, pick up a couple of inexpensive CDs from John's website. You're hearing John Falk. He's on the line from Kansas City. He runs a website called otrcat.com. I also love your email newsletters, by the way, John.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we send them out every month, and we try and put up a few new shows every month. Some older collections of just a little bit of everything.
And you also give away free, you can let people stream or download different old-time radio shows every day.
Yeah, there's a daily download section on the website that's pretty popular, and the dates correspond with years past. Like you'd get broadcast a day from April 18th from the 1930s.
Got it.
It's a little timely that way.
And you also offer a birthday CD, so people can get all the old-time radio shows that happen to fall on your birth date. I love that. That's awesome. You still do that?
Yeah, they just have to send me an email,
and
I'll build one up for you.
Okay, so what's your email address, John?
You can email me at order, O-R-D-E-R, at otrcat.com, and that link's on the website as well. Yeah, you're welcome. We can talk about old-time radio.
Love it. If you haven't called in yet, 416-872-1010 or star 8255 on your cell phone. Every caller gets a free OTR Cat sampler, CD number 7, with a total playtime of nearly 44 hours. We'll take your address when you call us, and you'll speak to Justin Eacock, our screener, and he'll take down your information. John will ship out those CDs within a week or two. Let's jump back to the lines, folks. I want to get a lot of these CDs given away so they can get a taste of the amazing old-time radio shows kept alive today. Have Gun Will Travel, Philip Marlowe, The Shadow, Lone Ranger, yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and the list goes on and on. Hey, we've got, who do we have on the line here? Daniel from Burlington.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for calling.
I'm looking over this very nice website right now, and I'm trying to find, do you have any old news events like the crash of the Hindenburg collected?
I do. There's a collection called Greatest Moments, I believe, and it has the Hindenburg crash. Let me punch it up here.
Probably a World War II, when World War II started, perhaps. I think that's probably on there as well.
If you look at some of the World War II collections, there's all kinds of news broadcasts that's organized chronologically, from Hitler invading Poland to the end of the war, the broadcasts from London and Europe. There's a little bit of everything on there.
Do you have those old commercials as well, those old jingles and things like that, John?
Yeah, there's the commercials on these old broadcasts are great. There's actually a collection of commercials selling Barbasol, Lux Radio.
And lots of cigarettes.
Laramie.
But you strip them out, though, when you sell the collections.
I never take out the commercials if they're in the little broadcasts. Oftentimes they're on the transcribed discs, and those didn't contain the commercials, but a lot of the encodes do have the original commercials intact. So
got it. Let's go to Sean in the 905s calling us from Richmond Hill. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks.
I have a lot of the radio classics on vinyl from Longines Infinite. They did a lot of rebroadcasts of the political stuff. They did the radio and sports. And how do I put that on to something I can listen to in the car, MP3 or whatever?
John, you want me to take this one?
Sure.
Okay, so I think that's great that you've got all these old vinyl, but the easiest thing to do, in my opinion, would be to make a list, if you haven't done so already, of what you've got, and then I would cross you know, cross-reference that with what's available at otrcat.com, because for $5 a disc, you're not going to, you know, it's just cheap and convenient to just order it again, even though you've got it on vinyl. If they don't have it at otrcat.com, then what you can do is buy a turntable. Are they on 78s or 33s?
They're 33, so I have the turntable. I listen to them all
right.
the time.
Okay. So, but there are certain turntables that plug into your computer, the USB port, and that way it comes with software that lets you record from CD to the hard drive, and then it makes them into MP3s.
Excellent.
Yeah. There's ways to connect a regular turntable to a computer, but it's a little bit more difficult. I would recommend buying for $99 a USB turntable. If your collection, you know, if it justifies the expense, if you've got a big collection, otherwise I would just buy it again on disc, even though, you know, and keep the vinyl, because that could be worth something, or sell it on eBay or something. John, is there anything you'd add to that?
That sounds pretty good. There are some free programs. If you just have a few recordings, you could hook your turntable up, and there's some free software like Audacity. You can just record directly to it if you have a couple recordings. But
yeah, good point. Audacity is one of my favorite tools that is free. If you want to search for that at your favorite search engine like Bing or Google, it's Audacity. It's AUDACITY, Audacity. Let's go to Irene in Brighton. Hi, Irene.
Yes. Hi
there. Hi.
I'm interested in finding out. My two sisters used to be in a program on the radio in the late 30s or early 40s. And it was called Dr. Bell's Medicine Hour. It was a comedy. And it took place on a farm. And my sisters used to sing on it, and I wondered if there would be any way of getting, if they've got it or if they threw them out.
John, does that sound familiar? Dr. Bell's Medicine Hour?
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't have that one. A lot of the local broadcasts, they were not as widely traded. It's possible it's in a, you know, an archive or a private collector's collection somewhere. They may exist, but I'm sorry I don't have those.
I don't have no way of finding out, eh?
Well, you could do a search online. Are you on the internet?
No, I'm not. I don't have any of that stuff.
Okay, so I just did a quick search for Dr. Bell's Medicine Hour, and nothing came up. And I did it where I put quotes on each side, like it's in quotations, and that way it keeps those four words together, Dr. Bell, Medicine Hour, in that order, and it didn't come up with anything. But, you know, so sorry, but that's kind of neat that her sisters sung in that. That's kind of neat.
That's great.
Let's go to Norm in Scarborough. Hey, Norm.
Well, good afternoon, Mark. Good afternoon, John.
Thanks for calling.
I think I heard Lamont Cranston on there while I was here.
The Shadow. That was the Shadow's alter ego, right?
Yeah. Back in the early 40s, when I was about 10 years of age, my parents used to listen to the Lux Radio Theater and Fred Allen with Mrs. Newsbaum. But there was a program, it was a series came on Sundays where we were, as kids, were not allowed to make a sound for half an hour. It was called In His Steps. Do you recall anything about that program, John?
I'm sorry, I don't. Let me do a quick search here. I don't believe I have any of those.
What kind of show? Was it a drama?
Yeah, it was a drama. It was on every Sunday, about half an hour, and we were not allowed to speak during that whole half hour.
Was this in Canada, or is this?
It was in Canada.
Yeah, so it might have been a CBC show.
It was
I don't know.
In Toronto.
Yeah, so it could have been. CBC continued with some radio dramas in the 80s. There was a series called Nightmare. But not that much, not as much as BBC. Mm-hmm. They haven't continued. But In His Steps. Well, I'll try to find that as well, Norm. But so that you don't have that collection there.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. Hey, let's go to Kathleen in Etobicoke. Hey, Kathleen, thanks for calling today.
Hi, Mark. I love your show too.
Thank you very much.
Can you suggest some radio shows that would appeal to grade 9 students, around 10, 15 minutes long? I'm thinking maybe sci-fi, horror, or mystery.
Mm-hmm. John, you have any recommendations for, say, 13-year-old?
Well, definitely the X-1 we talked about would be a great show. It has all the great Asimov and Bradbury. There's some other children's programs. I'm not sure what the maturity level, but...
We're talking around 14, 15 years old.
Oh, okay. 14,
15.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the X-1 would be great. There's some episodes of Inner Sanctum. A few more scary, but I think a 15-year-old could...
Oh, Inner Sanctum. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that was good. And I play them for my kids who are 5, 7, and 7. And, you know, the ones that are, of course, age appropriate. But there are some Shadows and Inner Sanctums that they like as well.
And how about Mystery?
Well, there's some detective shows. They might like Richard Diamond or yours truly, Johnny Dollar, an all-time favorite of mine with Bob Bailey.
Great.
Freelance insurance detective or something, right? What was his title?
Yeah, the freelance, he has the action-packed expense account.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the action-packed expense account.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah,
thank
good.
You very much.
You're welcome. I would also recommend some episodes of Suspense. That would also be good, I think, for 14, 15-year-olds, grade 7, 8, 9, whatever. Okay, great. We got to take another break. If you haven't called in yet to win your free CD and ask your question about old-time radio, please do so. 416-872-1010. If you're not in Toronto, 1-877-518-5151. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Okay, we're going to be right back with more Tech Talk.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin. Finding all these great clips of old-time radio. That's Superman. We heard, you know, we heard from The Shadow and great stuff. We are joined by John Falk. He is the owner and operator of a website called OTRCat.com. It stands for Old Time Radio Catalog, and he sells inexpensive discs that contain collections of these old dramas, as well as sampler CDs like the one we're giving away today. Welcome back to the show, John.
Hi, Mark.
A lot of people think it's strange that this is a technology show, and here we are playing clips from Superman and and Amos and Andy and all these old classics, but yes, I've got, you know, there's a bit of an ulterior motive. This is a huge passion of mine, but I do think it's interesting that a lot of people don't know that they can fill up their favorite MP3 player with these old dramas that for the most part have kept, you know, they've held up over time. There's some cliches like The Irish Cop and things like that, but for the most part, the writing was amazing, the acting was superb, and if you find a series you like, I mean, it's just great. The whole, you know, imagination theater, it's all about you creating. You know, when I play these for my kids, I turn to them and I say, you know, what does the main character look like to you? Or what is their house? What do you think their house looks like? And they'll explain to me very different stories. And I think that ultimately it's a lot more intimate, like a book, compared to, say, something like TV or movies where you're spoon-fed everything. So, love it. Let's give away another disc, and this time it's going to be to Margaret in Ajax. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I've been trying to get hold of you for years.
Oh, I'm glad you did today.
Yeah. Does he have Baby Snooks and Life of Riley and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis stuff?
I do. I have a collection of Life of Riley and Martin and Lewis. Life of Riley is the old, it was the 40s, 50s show, sitcom.
And how many discs would that be on, John?
It's on three CDs as 207 episodes on three CDs for $15. So there's
what
a lot of laughs
Baby
there.
Baby Snooks?
I don't have the Fanny Bryce Baby Snooks, but it is available if you do a search on Bing or Google for
okay.
Baby Snooks. She has her own website. So,
do you know that there is a radio station here in Toronto that carries Monday to Thursday from 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock?
And they play these old radio dramas, yeah. You know, and I think that's great that, you know, and heck, I'd love to host a radio show on old-time radio as well, but there is something to be said for being able to pause the show. Like, what if you have to go to the bathroom? What if you've got to walk your dog? What if you've got to take the kids to school? So I like having the collection offline and in a way where I can pause and rewind and fast forward, and unfortunately, radio doesn't afford that option. So that's one sort of advantage to collecting them. So we have time for another quick caller. It's going to be Lita in Toronto, and she is also going to win a free sampler CD, courtesy of OTRCat.com. Hi, Lita.
Hi, Mark. Hi, John.
Hi.
This is like going down memory lane. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, I'm glad you like the topic enough to
very
call
much
in.
So.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. I was interested. There's two shows, actually, I'm interested in. The Adventures of Ozzie and a soap opera, I believe, is called Mary Worth.
Okay. Do you have those, John?
Or was it Helen Worth? I am not sure.
There's a show called Mary Noble Backstage Wife. Could that be what you're thinking of, by
no,
chance?
No, the last name is definitely Worth.
Worth. I'm not sure if I have Mary Worth. I have a collection of Ozzie and Harriet.
Good.
Which is 83 episodes. It was a sitcom from the 40s and 50s.
Right.
On one disc, John?
It's two MP3 CDs, 83 episodes.
Okay, so
excellent.
It's $10 for the complete thing.
good. Okay, well, thank you so very much.
Great. Thanks for calling. Excellent. We do have to take one last break. Then we'll have some more time to go back to the lines, collect a few more of your snail mail addresses, and have John from OTR Cat send you a disc. If you have any questions for John, by the way, you can send them to me at techtalk@newstalk1010.com, or you can email John directly at order, O-R-D-E-R, at otrcat.com. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Inner Sanctum Mysteries.
There's nothing scarier about a crisp cup of Lipton iced tea. No, what did she call it? Fresh? No, what's the word? This is the co-host. Brisk flavor.
Brisk, yeah.
That's it. She introduced the word brisk to Americans, I think. But I love it. That's one of my favorite series, Inner Sanctum, because it has those old, you know, murder mystery and sci-fi. They had, you know, horror all rolled into one. We're talking with John Falk from OTRCat.com. If you like this topic, old-time radio, let me know. Tech Talk at newstalk1010.com, because then we'll have John on more than once a year. You know, I just want to make sure I, you know, if John's up for it. Look how presumptuous I am. I didn't even ask you, John. But I think you have fun when we chat about this stuff.
Absolutely.
But if I want to just make sure that it's not just me, because I love this stuff. So if you do like it, we'll cover the topic a little bit more than annually, because I think it's an interesting story how these old amazing dramas and comedies are kept alive today thanks to technology. Let's give away a couple more discs. John is so generously offered to send everybody a sampler CD with more than 104 episodes on there. Yeah, with 104 shows, total playtime of 44 hours almost, for everybody who gets on the air with a question. We're winding down the show, but I want to get a few more in on the air today, and that includes Marnie from Thornhill. Hi, Marnie.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, pleasure. The reason I'm calling is that my husband and I love taking road trips with our kids in the summer, and I was just wondering what some titles you feel are suitable for younger kids.
John?
There's some great shows in the children's section. Are they real young children or?
Under eight.
Under eight?
Yeah.
One of my favorite programs is Minnesota School of the Air, which has just some great, they call them old tales of new, of old and new, and Let's Sing. And there's some old classic stories like Jack Frost, Jack and the Beanstalk. And there's performed really nicely. There's some other shows like Let's Pretend, Cinnamon Bear. That's like a Christmas show, but really a lot of fun to listen every year. Wormwood Forest is another children's show that has some great production in it.
If they're a bit older, I would recommend Inner Sanctum, Suspense. You know, even the Jack Bennies are funny. All the little skits that they had, his shtick was pretty funny. But what's great about this sampler CD that she just won is that she'll get a taste of a number of different shows, and then she'll be, you know, better able to gauge what she thinks her kids will like. But that brings up a good point. You can also put MP3s on many of today's GPS devices, because they have a speakerphone in it, and you can load up your, you know, just connect your GPS device to your computer, load it up with MP3s, and play them using your, you know, fingertip. Let's go to Mary in Toronto. Hi, Mary.
Yes. Hello.
Thanks for calling today.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I go way back to the 50s and 60s in Ireland, and they had, we listened all the time to The Archers, The Black Museum, and Mrs. Dale's Diary, and I'm wondering if they are available on CD.
I have Black Museum, Orson Welles production.
Yeah.
I don't have the other two, but Black Museum's on the website. You may want to do a search for the ones on the internet, Black Museum's a great program, and they're, as you may remember, they're...
Oh, yes.
True stories about murders.
That was from Scotland Yard, right?
Right.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, I remember those, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Brings back memories, doesn't it, Mary?
Brings me back.
Yeah.
This promise feels like 100 years ago.
Oh, that's great.
Things have changed so much. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mary. So we unfortunately don't have time for any more calls, but I do want to take this opportunity to thank you, John, for your time and your expertise, and for providing a free giveaway to everybody who gets on the air. This is a nice treat that you offer every time you're my guest on Tech Talk. So thank you again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mark.
And so if somebody orders a CD from otrcat.com, it's $5 US a disc, plus they get a sampler CD of their choice. And then how much is shipping roughly to Canada, and how long does it take roughly? I don't know if we've covered that.
If you order just one CD, it's $2.50. If you order two CDs, it's $4.95, just a flat rate. And they're shipped airmail usually next day, so usually arrives somewhere in Canada within a week, within 5 to 7 days. So.
Awesome. John, thank you again.
Thanks again. I appreciate it.
All right, otrcat.com. If you haven't visited the website yet, that's Old Time Radio Catalog, otrcat.com. Big thank you to John. Thanks to Justin Eacock, our tech op and screener, whose hand is probably terribly sore right now from writing everybody's address down. Thank you. And thanks to our sponsor, Microsoft's Internet Explorer 8. Stay safe while shopping online with safeguards that protect you and your identity. Download IE8 today for free at microsoft.ca/IE8. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010.
The Shadow Knows.
Ha 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 ha